This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Good morning. It's the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game at 7:03. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass, and this hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Here are the headlines before you head out. The Hawks lost to the Raptors last night, 118-100. They'll play again tomorrow night against the Pelicans. Speaking of the Hawks, Trae Young and his agents and the Hawks are apparently working on a trade. We're going to talk about that a little bit more at 7:20. Ole Miss and quarterback Trinidad Chambliss have reportedly reached a deal for him to stay at Ole Miss next season. Got a lot of NFL coaching vacancies today. The Raiders fired Pete Carroll. Browns fired Kevin Stefanski. Cardinals fired Jonathan Gannon. And apparently the Falcons are going to be speaking with Seattle Seahawks offensive coordinator Clint Kubiak, Miami Dolphins defensive coordinator Anthony Weaver, and former Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski. You two were just saying absolutely not when it comes to a defensive coordinator, just because of what we just had.
No, not just what we just. No, not all. I'm not blaming. Not just
then
because of
that. Then add context to it, because that's what I took from it. So I want to make sure we're clear.
Because, Mike, correct me if I'm wrong, but right now it feels like the question, somehow, shape or form, we have gotten to the point where it feels like offense is the bigger question mark. And with a young quarterback, which is, look, Kirk Cousins is, to me, is gone. I think he's gone. I just think that's just be.
I'm with you. I have not allowed myself to go down that route of Kirk Cousins actually being here and being the quarterback next year. I just haven't gone there.
This show was the only show in this city that said he would be here this year. The only show that said it. And Mike's the one who gets credit because he taught me into it. And we said it in December of 2024 that Kirk Cousins would be the quarterback or be a quarterback on this roster in 2025. And we nailed it. So I think if we're both in agreement that I think he's gone, Mike maybe thinks he's gone. The reality is you got a young quarterback. It seemingly works. The blueprint is working, and I think if you brought in an established OC who has done it time and time again, Matt Nagy ain't it. So I don't know what the hell Tennessee's interviewing him for, but like that ain't it for me. The guy that's been independent of a strong offensive-minded head coach, I would say. And right now, Clint Kubiak has went up there with Sam Darnold and continued the success at Darnold. And actually, Mike, he's made strides with Sam Darnold.
For sure.
Because Sam Darnold last year with Kevin O'Connell disappeared when they decided to bring pressure. And don't think that blueprint wasn't tried and tested against him this year early and often. And Sam Darnold withstood it. With Jackson Smith, Jigba, with Kenneth Walker and Zach Charbonnet, and those are good running backs. They're not elite like Bijan Robinson. I just Drake London is not Jackson Smith and Jigba. They're different players, but he can catch anything that comes his way. I just feel like the young offensive mind, you know, it's something we haven't tried. You know, Arthur Smith, you can say, but. Man, we knew it. That was nothing. That was not the same offense that these other guys have been running out of this Shanahan McVay just, you know, type thing.
This is going to sound crazy because I think Bill Belichick probably deserves the, you know, throne of saying he's the greatest of all time. But when you want to have sustained success, not saying that a defensive coordinator being a head coach can't do it 1 year. you know, have a down year, whatever, come back. If you want to have sustained success, you look at the track record of teams that have had dynasties or, you know, won multiple Super Bowls or been to multiple Super Bowls, specific, you know, especially recently, they're offensive coordinators. The Andy Reid, the Sean McVay, the Kyle Shanahan's, because they don't leave, right?
Sean Payton.
They stay there. They have their system. They can, you know, call plays. They can do all the other things they want to. And you can put together a defensive staff and defensive players, you know, that can fly around with their hair on fire and make plays. And so I look at it from that aspect. You know, I think one of the things I wanted this last time around, you know, and I think you probably thought you were getting that in Arthur Smith, but when you hired Raheem, there was a small upside to it where you said, okay, he's got some offensive background. He's not an offensive guy, but he's at least seen what it looks like on that side of the ball and, you know, knows who to hire and knows what direction to go. And it's like we've said time and time again over the last couple of days, his downfall was sticking with Zach Robinson after year one and not moving on to a different situation, you know, with what you had going on there as the offensive coordinator. So I don't necessarily it has very little to do with what we have now. I think in a perfect world, I'd love to see Clint Kubiak as the head coach, and I'd love to retain Jeff Ulbrich as the DC. I don't necessarily think it'll happen, but I think that would be a perfect combination to me. You still develop the defensive players, and you get a new offensive mind to come in on the offensive side of the ball, and that's just kind of where I sit right now.
I've also seen defensive coaches, not saying it always happens, but always, I mean, because, like, take Belichick out of it, because he's – and Parcells – you know, in him, they were able to do things. But Pete Carroll is a guy that was a defensive coach and was able to win. But look at his teams in Seattle. They weren't. Seattle won a Super Bowl with Russell Wilson throwing about 15 to 20 times a game. That was Marshawn Lynch running the ball 25 times a game and them just absolutely destroying offenses. I've seen defensive minded coaches kill their own offense. I've seen it happen. I was listening a little bit to a radio host this morning when I jumped in my truck, and he was killing John Harbaugh because he's a special teams coach. And I'm like, John Harbaugh has had one of the most successful runs in NFL history as a head coach. If he comes back next year, it'd be his 19th season. He's won a Super Bowl. How many times have they made the playoffs? I mean, I love Mike Tomlin as a head coach. And he's a defense. I think Mike Tomlin's a defensive guy, if I'm not mistaken. You can put him on that list as maybe. But if you compared the numbers, would you say that Tomlin's reign in Pittsburgh has been more successful than Harbaugh's? Take away the losing season BS, no. Because he go 8-8 every you know, 8-8 for like 4 years. I mean, Harbaugh's just been. Why does John Harbaugh not get? You know, I that guy's been unbelievable. He's a special teams coach, but it just feels like what you need at this point with a young quarterback and. We saw Chicago screw it up with defensive-minded head coaches, and they did have Matt Nagy at one point in time, too, so I will give them that. But Kubiak's in there, and I would be okay with a young defensive head coach if they came in and hired an established offensive coordinator.
Well, the problem,
but I don't know who that is.
The problem that you go back to is what I keep going back to. As soon as you hire a young offensive coordinator or a good offensive coordinator, they get a head coaching job a couple of years later. I mean – is it not the same conversation you would have had 10 years ago around Dan Quinn coming off Super Bowl? Oh, Dan Quinn's great. And then it's, oh, no Kyle Shanahan. Oh, and all of a sudden it tanks. And it's just, it's this thing where if you want to build a level of consistency and actually develop quarterbacks, you need somebody that's going to be here consistently to do that. We all know that if you don't get the quarterback position right in the NFL, that you're not going to be around for long. And that's why I cannot foresee us, especially given the quarterback situation we're currently under, could never foresee us going to a defensive-minded head coach. I just can't. I don't know what that even looks like. Who do you go hire at that point to come be an offensive coordinator? Somebody unproven, probably. I don't know. You know, there's so many questions out there. I know that Las Vegas has floated the idea of a Brian Flores, Brian Daboll combination to be their coaching candidates. That's fine.
You don't think Daboll wants a job?
Exactly.
Soon.
And that's what I keep flying back to. Minute Daboll has success with whatever he's doing in Vegas, he's going to be off back to a head coaching gig.
And to that, you know, that's why I literally said if you're going to be a defensive minded head coach, you got to have an established OC that's been there and done that. A guy that's, you know what? I'm using this as an example, but because I don't want him in any way, shape, or form. There's no way in hell I want this guy ever coming here. But it's like a Chip Kelly thing where you're content now with just running an offense for the next 15 to 20 years because you enjoy it, you enjoy coaching, and you're not looking to go somewhere else. But that happens with defensive coaches. It seems quicker than offensive coaches. I don't know why. But how many defensive coaches go, yeah, like, I've done that before. I want to be a go look at like Lamonte Kiffin was a longtime defensive coordinator for how long?
How about Dick LeBeau in Pittsburgh? My gosh.
I actually said Monty Kiffin just because I couldn't remember LeBeau's name, and I was hoping you would come up with it. But Dick LeBeau. Dick LeBeau loved it so much that he literally retired from Pittsburgh and then went to Tennessee and did it. Dean Pease did here.
Yep.
So, well, that's the kind of thought behind it. I'm not anti Anthony Weaver in any way, and I'm actually surprised that kind of Vance Joseph's a name that's coming out there now as a defensive minded coach. Remember, Vance Joseph was the head coach in Denver, got fired, and then 2 years later he's back there as a DC. And in 3 years, he went from allowing 70 points against Miami and Mike McDaniels in a game to having the best defense in the NFL. So, and now Mike Vrabel's a guy that's seemingly been able to make it work. But here's the thing. Mike Vrabel might have found the one OC that never will leave him in New England. He didn't have that in Tennessee. And as soon as Arthur Smith left him, his successful run went poof.
Yep, I agree.
Well, and maybe something to think about. I mean, Bo, you talked about this yesterday, that there are restrictions on who the Falcons can talk to at this point in time. Who could we add to the list that maybe they can't talk to at this point? They've requested a couple interviews, but who would we want to see?
Are you allowed to talk to Clint Kubiak right now?
Yes, you are.
Because they have the bye?
Yeah, because they have the bye. And the problem is, good point, Allie. The problem is you're allowed to talk to guys that have a bye. So right now, today, interviews can begin with candidates whose teams did not make the playoffs or have first-round byes if the interviewing club played Saturday, January 3rd. Now, tomorrow, the same thing is in there, or if the team played on the 4th, mm-hmm. Sunday. So you could talk to – today you could talk to Clint Kubiak, and tomorrow you could talk to, if you wanted, Vance Joseph from the teams that got byes. Starting the 13th, head coaching interviews can begin with candidates who can coach in Saturday or Sunday's wild card games. And then on the 14th, which would be next Wednesday, it would be anybody that coached in the game on Monday night between – I think that's the Texans game, if I'm not mistaken, right?
I'm not sure.
I think the Texans play on the Monday night game. But
so I'm sure we can expect to see a few more names added to the official news of the Falcons talk.
Well, I would have to believe that Michael Flohr – involved in every situation with that, given his background, given the name, given everything else.
Got to know Mike a little bit when he's here. Not as much as Matt, his brother, but I got to know Mike, and he was just great, great dude to be around. And look, real quick, I'm sure that those interviews would probably take place in the next – now, I don't think there'd be one today, but I think that you would like to have maybe the team president –
in place.
Job or present football operations in place. Not saying you would, but you probably would like to, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I would if I was going to, you know, get that job.
Well,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Just because the Falcons can't talk to certain candidates at this point in time doesn't mean we can't speculate. So go ahead and jump on Twitter. I've put a post out there, early wake-up call. Who do you want to see on the interview list for the Falcons? At 9:29 Morning Shift. And the best place to catch college football postseason action is Twin Peaks. This Thursday, Andy and Randy are getting you ready for the semifinals with a special broadcast from Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. So come on out and enjoy all the eats, drinks, and scenic views as Andy and Randy break down all these semifinal matchups. That's Andy and Randy at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw, Thursday, 11 to 2 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coming up, could we see Trey in a Wizards jersey soon? That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report,